The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
All right, all right, all right. Let's get this show started. My name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build stronger and better lives. And I'm so excited to welcome all of you to the Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind Association radio show, where we talk about the principles of success from that awesome book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I'm very excited today to be with my co-hosts who are so awesome that they bless us every single Saturday. Every single principle, every single thought, action, and deed is focused on you and how to help you be a better you. So let me start by telling you a little about the show. First, our co-hosts. But before that, today, Ms. Susan Gooding Lippert. Susan is a partner with the firm GNL Accounting Services, and she has government finance tutorial training. She's a CPA. She's a lot of different things. But today, she's an expert on the focused area of autosuggestion from the book, as we share her with you. We'll get into her bio and all of that a little later, but I'd like to bring on my special co-host, starting with Ursula, then Begin, then Galen, and then Peter. Good morning, Ursula. How are you this awesome morning?
Absolutely wonderful. Excited about today and the rest of all eternity. This is the beginning of the future, as far as I'm concerned. How's that?
That's awesome. So we'll come back and tell you who she is. All right, next up is Begin. And Begin is that person that we all love. Like Galen says, she has one word name, and you don't need to know anything else other than that. Good morning, Begin.
Good morning, everybody. I am so excited about this program. I'm excited that you're hosting. I'm excited to have Susan, who's going to be sharing such insights with us. And I'm thrilled that we're studying this chapter, because this chapter, short but major, mighty. So I'm excited to be here, Ann.
All right, Galen. And he's coming, but
good morning. Good morning. This is Galen Bingham, founder and CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. Kills have been used for thousands of years to hold the heat to transform materials into more desired states. At Kill Global, we hold the heat to transform leaders into who they want to be. And I am really, really excited to be a part of this show. Autosuggestion really is the fire engine to the entire process, and I can't wait to hear from our guests as we get into this really, really important chapter. Let's go.
Good morning, folks. Good morning, guests. Good morning, peers. Good morning, everyone who's listening. My name is Peter James. I am the High Performance Coach. Excited to be here with you all to talk about this great chapter. Want to dive in right now, but I'm going to kind of hold back a little bit, and because I know we're going to have a lot of great stuff to talk about this morning.
Don't make me laugh, Peter. All right, let me just bring our listeners up a little in case this is your very first time, second, third, fourth, or fifth time listening and participating in this show. Please remember to press 1 on your phone if you'd like to be brought into the conversation with a question or a comment. But we want to make sure that you understand that Napoleon Hill was approached by Andrew Carnegie, and he was asked, would you be willing to take 20 years of your life and do the research on the most successful people living? But I will not pay you a dime. Question we're going to ask each of you as you listen to this show. What are you willing to do for 20 years with absolutely no compensation? Because you know at the end what you will receive and what you will learn, but more importantly, what you will become, you can share with others to help them to do what you're doing or have done as relates to working in and on yourself with success principles from this book. When the question was asked, Napoleon Hill said he was standing there with his hands in his pocket with only lint because he was so poor and he was so broke. He didn't have money to get back home. But he told Andrew Carnegie, yes, I will do it. And he said it with such vigor, Carnegie knew he was the person for the job. Today we have the person for the job when we introduce our guest and have her share. Today we're talking about one of the principles from the book that Napoleon Hill wrote, and that principle is auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion is a term which applies to all suggestions and all self-administered stimuli which reach one's mind through the five senses. Stated in another way, auto-suggestion is self-suggestion, agency of communication between that part of the mind where conscious thought takes place and that which serves as the seat of action for your subconscious mind. Your dominating thoughts, which you permit to remain in your subconscious mind, will reach and influence the subconscious mind through the law of auto-suggestion. So when you hold those thoughts in your mind, and you think about what is it that you're telling yourself as we prepare to strap ourselves in to start this show and help you and all of us understand how do we influence our subconscious mind from one thought, one action, and one deed to another as it relates to whatever it is that you desire. So with that being said, we're going to go to a commercial which will explain all of the 13 principles. Then when we come back to bring our special guest on, and we will buckle up and get ready for the ride. So listen in to the 13 steps to riches.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number 5 is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step 6, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number 7 is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step 8 is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number 8. Step number 9, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of autosuggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
All right. Well, our special guest today, Susan Gooding Lippert, like I said earlier, is a partner in the firm GNA Accounting Services. We talked earlier before the show started, and she shared a little bit about how she got here. Here is a number of different places. It can be mindset. It can be physically located. It can be in the U.S. It can be whatever you want it to be. She holds an MBA and a master's in accounting, as well as a bachelor's in finance and business administration. Susan has held various positions within the government, such as controller, assistant budget director, finance director. I mean, I could go on and on and on, but I would prefer to allow her to share with all of you a little about herself. And I think that when we do this show, it's always good to have a perspective. I think when we understand where people come from, we can better understand the story and we can better understand the point and how it cements the story and how the story cements the point. And the point of the story that we're discussing today with Susan, like I mentioned before the commercial, is the whole idea of this auto-suggestion. And as we share, I'd like for each of you who are listening in, whether you're listening right now, current, live, or you're listening in the future, really think about what is it that you want? How much of it do you want? Because when we read this chapter, the author takes us back to chapter 1 on desire. He takes us to the organized planning chapter. He takes us to the imagination. And what's my point? My point is that all of these principles connect to all the other principles. So if you're listening to this for the first, second, or third time, please go back and re-listen and re-listen to previous shows and continue to listen to this show. But if you like what you're hearing, please like the show. Please share the show. Please promote the show and discuss the show with your friends, your coworkers, and continue to join us as we talk about the principles from Thinking for Rich. So good morning, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, everyone. I am so excited to be here joining you for this wonderful chapter, awesome suggestion. So a little about my story. I was born on the beautiful island of Tobago and migrated to the United States via St. Thomas, Virgin Islands in 1974. I was only 14 years old when I left my home, the thing that I know as my home, my friends, to come to the United States. And I have been living here for 46 years. I must say I enjoyed a birthday earlier in 2020. So I must say thanks and glory to God for giving me that birthday. So I had loving parents. My parents are now deceased and gone. Loving parents, loving grandparents, and siblings. There are 13 of us. Could you imagine living on an island with 13 siblings and the noise that my parents had to endure and the position that each and every one of us had to fight for just to get what we want? I was number 5 of those 13 siblings, the smallest by birth and the quietest of all of them. Nonetheless, as my parents migrated here to the United States, and I really consider my parents to be my hero. I consider them to be trailblazers, to leave their small island and to come to this large United States where they knew no one. And to be able to provide a new life for their children. Now, my parents did not bring all of us at the same time. They brought us up 2 by 2, 2 by 2, 2 by 2 until we all came here and was here. So I attended high school. Very quiet, very shy, you know, coming from an island. The language is a little different, and you have to get accustomed to this new environment. Very shy person. Very, very shy. Did not speak. Just absorbed and take in the environment and take in the new experience. I then further went on to college. You stated I got 2 master's degrees. I was right here in the state of Florida State, if I may give a fuck, to Florida State. And Nova Southeastern
Absolutely.
University, right? Right here in the United States. I'm currently married. I have a loving husband who supports me all the way. He is the second partner in the firm, GNL Accounting and Government Finance Tutoring. So I'll tell you a little more about that. And 3 children, Adisa, Alex, and Adriana. They range from ages of 30 to 17. So I started very late, but nonetheless, I started. And thank God. So my mother, consider her, along with my husband, as my biggest support in everything I wanted to do. My mom is now deceased, but she really was the wind beneath my wings to cause me to a T. attain great heights. She did not see all that I have attained, and she was not privileged to enjoy the benefits of those. So GNL Accounting, we provide a full gamut of auditing service for businesses as well as government, small businesses as well as large businesses. And the government finance tutoring, that company was formed really to help newly elected officials who are coming into the cities or the municipalities that do not have an understanding of how government works and an understanding of the finances and the numbers behind all of those big, massive 120 pages and 300 pages report. So that company was formed to explain and break it down into minute terms and to assist them in running their government in the most effective and efficient way. So it's personalized service, and I will sit down with each and every one of them from the different municipalities. Broward County has 31, Miami has 34, and I think West Palm Beach has 39, and I will be able to teach them
Susan.
All about their finances.
Susan.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, give me one moment, please, because we have a lot of callers. We have a lot of questions, and we want you to take a breath just for a moment so that the callers can ask their questions. So
sure.
Give us just a moment. We're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we will be right back. And I'm excited because I have some questions about the firm and also about the chapter. So give me a second, Ursula. We're going to go to commercial and callers. And listeners, we're going to be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right. We are back, and we're back with Susan Gooding Lippert, and she was sharing about how she came here, her business. And if you are interested in learning more, just hold on. We're going to give you an idea of how you can reach her. But right now what we'd like to do is to have some engagement from our callers and engagement from our co-host. And I believe that Peter has the first question to ask. And so as we go to Peter, and then we're going to go to Begin, then to Galen, and then to Ursula. So, Susan, just hold on because we are ready to rock and roll. Peter?
Yeah, wow. Susan, thank you so much for joining us today. Your story is fascinating. I have some Caribbean roots, and so I'm always excited to hear individuals who are coming from the Caribbean and have made it in the States. So kudos to you, kudos to your family and your mom and dad for go ahead and making that leap. I believe this Think and Grow Rich book that we are diving into is phenomenal on so many different levels. I could sit here and talk with you all day about them, but today we're definitely going to talk about Chapter 3, Auto Suggestion. I love this chapter because I believe that this chapter, as it states in the book, it says the chapter that you are now reading represents the keystone in the arch of this great Think and Grow Rich philosophy. So my question, I guess, just to start this out is, you know, when did you first come into contact with this entire book, Think and Grow Rich, this mastermind principle, or even this auto-suggestion as we're going into today as well?
So when I first came into contact with this book, it was about 4 years ago when I met Ms. McNeil at a seminar. I really was looking for someone that knew something about investment club. I was just starting on investing in the stocks. And I wanted to join a club because I didn't know anything about investing. And at this particular conference, Ms. McNeil stand up and she gave her name, the name of her business, and she stated that she's also a member of a club, Better Investing South Florida Chapters Club. So after the show, after the meeting, the seminar, I went and introduced myself, and she presented me with her card and told me when the club would meet. And that was my first encounter with Ms. McNeil. So I attended the chapter meeting, and of course, I think that January, that was somewhere in the summer, that January, Ms. McNeil hosts her annual mastermind conference in Boca Raton, and she extended an invitation to me. And by attending that annual conference and hearing about the book, Think and Grow Rich, four years ago, can you imagine? I've been in the United States almost 46 years, and to hear about Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill only 4 years ago. So I give Ms. Neil kudos for opening up that door for me. And being an avid reader, I went in and I just totally devoured that book. Otto's suggestion, chapter 3, he joined me back. He said, go back and take your time and reread and reread and reread. And that's exactly what I did. And I followed everything that chapter said. State the exact amount that you want. Set a time. Set a date. Repeat it. What are you going to give up to get what you want? And just consistently putting that in my mind, almost it became like an affirmation for me on a daily basis. I saw it in the morning. I saw it when I opened my computer at work. I saw it when I came to my bathroom. I repeated it when I went to bed until it was really ingrained in my mind. For that book, I then started to understand that what I put in my subconscious, what I put in my conscious mind can then move to my subconscious mind. And that is where I said, okay, I can change my destiny. I can do this. And that was the beginning of just reprogramming this subconscious mind and just repeating what I want, writing down every single year. And I have seen each and everything that I've put down manifested.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Anne, back to you.
I'm jumping in. It's Pagin. I got to tell you, I love what you were just saying, Susan, about, you know, seeing your affirmations when you go to work, when you are going to, you know, in your office. And, you know, when you're talking about seeing that, how is that chapter, this affirmation, you know, our auto suggestion, how has that changed or impacted your life now? So that's where you were, right? Seeing that, do you still do that now? Talk to me.
Oh, yes, I still do that now. I would say I have approximately 6 affirmations that I say each and every day, from the simplest one to, I am the head, I'm not the tail. I am first, I'm not last. I am adding value to my entity every single day as I walk into that office. So that's something that I live every day. I've made the decision. It's that one part of the step says, what are you willing to give up in order to focus on what you want? So my car has now become like a library. I don't listen to the radio anymore. I don't listen to TV anymore. So those times that was spent and watching television and listening to the radio is now for my affirmation. That's my sanctuary as I go to work. I consistently put positive things into my mind. I repeat my affirmation. So on a daily basis, I can repeat at least 10 new affirmations that I come up with until it changes my subconscious. So, yes, it's a current part of what I do every single day.
Can I ask you a question? What
yes.
happens when you don't believe your affirmation?
So, you know, that's the toughest part of the form of this step because it says amount, date, plan, clear, and then you have to believe it. You know, when one first starts on this journey of auto-suggestion, you know, you're a little skeptical. I would say that because my first starting was, is this for real? Is this thing this easy or this simple? It's laid out in the book. Would I believe it? So, you know, when I first started, you know, I said it with enthusiasm. I said it with the emotion that it was needed. But at the end of that year, when I set the time, December 31st, 2018, you know, I was still a little skeptical. Am I going to attain the goal that I wanted? And I saw when you half believe something, you're going to get half of what you want. But when you're fully engaged and you believe it, it will come through. You will actually see everything around you change. You will see the people coming into making your affirmation, your goals, your plan. You will see it happening. And you are so aware that, yes, this is what I'm asking for, and yes, it is being manifested. So belief is a very important part of it.
Thank you.
All right, next up. Galen, you're on.
Hey, this is Galen. Boy, this has been an incredible conversation already. And I just want to kind of pivot off of something that Begin's question kind of raised. And as I think about, I think it's on page 69 of this chapter, it says, your ability to use the law of auto-suggestion will depend very largely upon your capacity to concentrate upon a given desire until that desire becomes a burning obsession. And we've heard how you use auto-suggestion. We heard how you use affirmations. Can you share an example of where you've concentrated on something so much, so hard, so long, that it actually became a burning desire?
Yes, I can share that, Galen. One of the affirmation or goals or plans that I made was 2 years ago in 2000. Now it's 2020. Wow, time has flown. In 2017, I purchased a new home, and I pen on paper, and I put the plan that I would pay off this house in 4 years. I will contribute a certain amount of money extra every month to bring the principal down. And I worked on it. I looked at it every month. Every other, you know, being the finance background that I am, I looked at it at 6 months. Susan, are you going to the bank and are you paying off what you said? Are you putting that amount of money? There was a set dollar amount that I had to put in to get to that goal. However, some months it was not necessarily there. I put extra. Some I put a lesser amount. But I concentrated on what I wanted to do. Now, 2 years. I have one more year, 2021. I will be there at that goal. At the end of 2019, I was halfway to that goal, and I can see it. I see the progression steps that I'm taking each and every month, and I get to look at it. And, yes, I'm on my way. I concentrate, and it will be there. I am determined. It's a burning desire of mine that I would, by 2021, get rid of this house. I had a four-year plan to pay off a $400,000 loan.
Fantastic. That's an amazing example. Now, you know, one of the things I like about your example is very often people think that this is just about laying in your bed, wishing and hoping and picturing what you want and then calling that done. but you actually put action. You did all those things, but then you put action behind actually realizing what it is that you believe to be. Ursula, what are your thoughts? What's your question, Ursula?
Well, actually, thanks, Galen. I want to go back before you. When you talk about, Susan, when you talk about your parents making a decision to come to the United States for a bigger and better life, that raises two questions for me, really. One, I've always thought that Caribbeans had a leg up on us because they had that entrepreneurial spirit and it was unbreakable. You see it all the time. They have examples before them all the time. Whereas here in America, we're struggling with identity and struggling with all kinds of different things before we get to that entrepreneurial spirit. So what I'm really asking is that, plus when we look back in our lives, sometimes we realize that Think and Grow Rich was in play, but we didn't know to call it that. And I suggest that that's what was going on with your parents, that they had auto-suggestion going on in their head, in their hearts, and in their actions. So tell me about your parents. What did you see that now resonates as a Think and Grow Rich concept, especially as it relates to auto-suggestion?
Yes, good question, Ursula. Yes, coming from the Caribbean island, as you said, we will hold down 10 jobs if we have to. I was raised with my grandparents, a grandmother and a great-grandmother after my parents migrated. So I didn't see the entrepreneurial spirit within my parents. However, because my grandmother was around, I saw that with her. She was a single parent. My father was her only child, and his grandmother was also an only child. So the grandmother was an only child, his mother was an only child, and he is now the only child, and he has so many of us. So my grandmother, I would see my grandmother go out, and she would bake that bread, she would bake that cake, she would do whatever it is that needs to be done so that she can support her grandmother, her mother. Okay, so I saw that every Saturday, my grandmother would be there going out into the streets to get those few dollars. So as children, as the grandchildren, we helped. You know, I was a little teeny one, but we helped whatever I needed to do. So I saw that entrepreneurial spirit within my grandmother. My father, he worked, and everybody there in the island worked for the government. However, you know, nothing after that. But having 12 children, 13 children, and I think the jobs were either dried up, they were not getting paid, he had to make a decision. So I see that he sat with my mom and they made a decision, hey, we got to do something better. When my parents came to the United States, they worked 2 and 3 jobs, but they did not do anything in the entrepreneurial spirit of saying things. But that entrepreneur that I have inside of me came from my grandparents, my grandmother. I saw that, and that's just a natural. So that's what I would say right there. And
okay. Thank you.
Wow. This is amazing. Susan, you are a phenomenal example of the power of auto-suggestion. We're going to go to a brief commercial break, but we're going to ask all of our callers and listeners, if you'd like to participate in the show, please press 1 on your dial. And I want to thank you, Susan, for inviting a lot of your family members to call in because we could see them in the studio listening in. So right now we're going to prepare to go to a commercial break, and we do have callers with questions, so give us a moment, and we will be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 593-302-002.
All right, and we are back. We have some callers, but we want to remind everyone that we're talking today with Ms. Susan Gooding Lippert. And we're talking about the book, Thinking Grow Rich, the chapter principle on auto-suggestion. And Napoleon Hill tells us that auto-suggestion is really self-suggestion. He also tells us that we should not become discouraged if you cannot control your emotions the first time you try your auto-suggestion. Just continue and continue and continue, like Susan has given us excellent examples of the repetition that is required to actually implement this process and this principle. So first we're going to go to caller. Your last four digits of your number is 0083. Could you share with us who you are and what's your question or comment?
Okay, this is Margaret.
Margaret.
Good morning. My question to our guest is, how do you stay motivated? I know you talked about, you set a goal for paying off the house in 4 years, and there were some months when you had enough and some months when you didn't. Then how do you stay motivated to get past that for when you have your lows? How do you stay motivated that, you know, that the highs are coming?
So thank you, Margaret, for that question. As was stated earlier, I keep my goals, my plan, my affirmation in front of me each and every day. So as you progress and you take step by step, and even if you're falling off, you know that you're falling off. But if you keep seeing it every single day in front of you, and that would be something that I would suggest that you do, put it somewhere when you get up, you can see it. You know, even if it's on your computer, it's my screensaver on my computer. So as soon as I open up my computer, I see my affirmations, I see my goal, and I check it. As I said, I'm a very detailed person with that finance background, that numbers. Susan, are you getting there? How far again do you have to go? So I would say keep it in front of you. Stay motivated, continue to listen to inspirational. I'm telling you, inspirational video, read inspirational book, reach out for help to someone to support you. If you don't have a mastermind, maybe, and this is the perfect time to suggest that you join a mastermind group. And I do have 3 mastermind groups, so I do stay very motivated. My mastermind group keeps me on track. Okay, Susan, you said you're going to be at this particular position in this time. Are you there? What are you doing? How can we assist? And I think that's what the power of the mastermind group coming together does for you. So I keep my goals, my plan, and I say, as I'm walking from my car into my office, I keep repeating it in my head, and I keep repeating it out loud. The day is not going well. Things are getting to me. I keep repeating it, and I keep repeating it, and I keep repeating it. And it is said, whatever you repeat and you repeat, eventually it will get down into that subconscious mind of yours. And that's where the results come from, especially if you take the action. So you have to then repeat, and then you have to take action with it.
Wow. Well, I just want to add to that. Thank you so very much, Margaret. That is an excellent question, and I think we've all been there before. And I'd like to add, interestingly, I did a post this morning from a book that I'm reading called My Utmost for His Highest. And I think that one of the most amazing things that we learn when we go through trials and tribulations as a part of this journey, as we do this walking, that nothing is ever lost. Nothing is ever lost. And I'll just read this portion of the post that I did. It said, today in your business and in your life, did you know that your source for abundant joy in all things is found in the fact that you are more than conquerors and that you are super victorious with the joy, and here's the point, that comes from experiencing the very things which look as if they're going to overwhelm you. Fears, problems, challenges, struggles, disappointments, they're all the food of champions when we live in these principles. Because when you take this particular principle of autosuggestion, and I'll read directly from the book where it says that you are instructed in the last of the six action steps described in chapter one. Now, for those of you that may not be familiar with chapter one, the author's talking about for you to really use this particular principle of autosuggestion. Number one, you must know how much money you want. Number two, what are you going to do in return for the money? What are you going to sell, some kind of product or service? Number three, by what date? Number four, you must have a plan of action. Number five is the statement in the auto-suggestion chapter, which the author suggests you should do exactly what Susan said. She did exactly what the book says. She went to chapter one. She got the six steps. She created an affirmation, and she repeats it not just once or twice a day. Like she said, she repeats it all day, every day, Margaret. Your subconscious does not know the difference between what's true or false, Margaret, and all of our listeners. Your subconscious only knows through auto-suggestion and by faith what you tell it every day, over and over and over. And author says that chapter one, to read it aloud twice daily, the written statement of your desire for money, and see it and feel yourself already in possession of the money. By following these instructions, you communicate the object of your desire directly to your subconscious mind in a spirit of absolute faith. Through repetition of this procedure, you voluntarily create thought habits. You voluntarily create thought habits. You voluntarily create thought habits which are favorable to your efforts to transmute desire into its monetary equivalent. Now, I'm going to stop there because the negative is true too. So if we allow the fear thoughts to dominate our mind, we get more of what we fear. So this has been a phenomenal show. We do have another caller. The last four digits of your number is 4104. Your line is open. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you, everyone. I would love to explore the link between how autosuggestion actually facilitates your actions, how it causes you to act. We talked about, you know, thinking, affirming, and then acting, but how does autosuggestion affect your behavior? What is the link there? I mean, and how do you keep it from, like, oh my gosh, I've been doing my affirmations and I'm stressed, right? I'm waking up, like, I got to do this. How does that work, and how do you keep from getting stressed out by the affirmation that you created?
Okay, caller, you didn't say who you were, but by any chance, obviously, you have an answer to the question, or is that question directed to any person in particular?
I would like Susan to answer. My name is Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. All right, Susan.
Thank you, Kathy. when coming to the behavior, of course, when you're in the most uptight position and you feel like the world is caving in on you, or you feel like you have to, don't feel upset or don't get upset if you miss a day of repeating your affirmation. Because you already, or reading it, you already know it's in your mind. It's already there. I think the tape is already playing. But if you know that you're coming off, or if you're doing something contrary to where you're going, your goals, your plan. So say, for instance, the saving plan that I did for my home. If the girlfriend called me and said, okay, come on, Susan, let's go out, or let's go on this particular trip, I know that is not going to lead me to my plan for what I want as far as meeting that goal. So I may say, you know what, girlfriend, I may not be able to pick you up today or this time on going on that trip, or, you know, so I have a goal in my mind. So it doesn't mean that you have to keep saying your affirmation each and every day. But what that does for you, it keeps you in life in case you fall off. You can easily come back on. So with seeing my goal in front of me, and I know 6 months from now I should be at this position. Even if I'm not there, I don't get uptight because I think the end result, I will get where I want. You know, it's almost like if you're driving down the road and there's a detour, there's an accident ahead. That's a disruption. There's an accident ahead. And the officer said, okay, you have to now detour and go in this direction. You may take a longer time to get to the time frame that you had particularly set. However, you are still going to get to that destination that you set. It may just take you a longer time to get there. So I would say, don't get upset. Once you have the plan, you can always come back to it. Sometimes you just need a breather.
Thank you.
Yeah, can I offer something to Galen?
Yes,
I'd like to offer something to that
you're
as well. Because I think that part of what I heard in your question, Kathy, was, you know, creating these affirmations that speak to what you're trying to, what you're hoping to accomplish, what you're trying to accomplish, and then being worried about whether or not you're accomplishing them, almost worrying yourself to death, waking up in a panic that you're not accomplishing them. And for me, that links back to faith. And faith is developed with affirmations and auto-suggestions. But faith, as discussed on page 47, is about acting as if you already are, as if you're already in possession of the material or the thing which you are demanding. So I always try to act as if I already have it, and instead of panicking that I might not get it, because if I'm panicking that I might not get it, that presupposes that I don't have it, and that's what creates the panic in my life. And so, you know, if I were to just step into your question personally, that's almost a check for me that I'm not doing something the right way, that I'm not thinking about things the right way, that I'm driven by fear if I find myself in panic, as opposed to, you know, this confidence that I already have what it is. It's just a matter of the world catching up with what the spirit has already determined. So I don't know if that helps or not, but that's kind of what came to mind when I heard your question.
Thank you. That's spot on, sir. Thank you so much.
And this is Ursula. Man. You obviously sparked quite a bit of interest, because when you asked your question, what came to mind for me is that auto-suggestion is a state of readiness for me. It's an automatic state of ready to take action. And the example I gave not too long ago is that when I was first started working with a corporate company, I wanted to travel so bad. I told everybody under the sun, I want to travel, I want to travel, I want to travel. And so when that opportunity came, even though I was scared to death to be out there by myself supporting a system, I had said that to myself and to others so much action was to say, sure, I can do it, and then go to my room and panic. But nevertheless, I got that opportunity and set a lot of things in motion. So saying it over and over puts you in a state of readiness to take action. Because if you haven't told your mind that this is what you want to do, that opportunity comes, and it goes right by you, and you go, oh, my God, that was it. So that's my thought about it.
Thank you. Awesome.
All right. Thank you so very much, Kathy. Thank you for calling in, and thank you, Margaret, for your question. We're going to go to a brief commercial, and then we're going to prepare to wrap up the show. So if you have any other callers that would like to participate, just press 1 on your dial. But when we come back, our hosts are going to give their aha moment from the show. Our guest is going to give her wrap up. She's going to also share if she has any particular programs and how you can reach her. But right now, we're going to go to a commercial break, and then we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. 554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, thank you, and we are back. We want to remind all of our listeners, regardless of when you're listening to the show, please like the show, share the show, but also follow us. You can follow us on the show clicking the iTunes RSS feed, or you can go to blogtalk.com/masterminders and click on the purple and the orange icon under the woman with the headphones to just be exact where that is. We also want to have Susan, when she gives her comments, we want to ask you, Susan, to share your International Mastermind annual meeting experience, and I think that will also encourage our listeners to plan to join us every year. We'll put the link in the show for the particular period of time that that event takes place, which in 20, you can listen and, you know, because the show is evergreen, so we won't give the particular date, but we will definitely put the link here. So let's wrap up the show. We're going to go to first Ursula, Begin, Galen, and then Peter. Ursula, Begin, Galen, and then Peter. And this is our final comments about an aha moment from the show in the comments, and then we'll wrap up with our guests.
Well, okay, so it's wrapped up into three words that Ann McNeil said, and then I heard throughout the show from Susan and others. What do you want? That, believe it or not, was my aha, because I sat here and I said, okay, my affirmation has to do with how much money I want by the end of the year. But why? So I rephrase that for myself is, what do I want to do? Because I want to have enough money to A, B, C, D. And when I realized that if I do the first one, all others are achievable. And so that was my aha, just to take the action and really finally say, what is it I want? And then how much will it take to do it?
Okay, now how can people reach you, please, ma'am?
Okay, I am CEO of Sula 2, and we make old, new, and everything we do, in that we're a publishing company, and we can help get your story out there in many different forms. And to do that, you can go to my website at sulatoo.com, sulatoo.com, or call me at 813-368-1628, 813-368-1628, Ursula Odom at Sula 2.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, Bikini?
I'm so excited to be here and hear this. So the thing that I watched, Susan, thank you for sharing the clarity of your affirmations, the clarity of the simplicity of your affirmations and how you do it. The three things that I walked out with today was recognizing that our order of suggestion, our affirmations have to be consistently said with definite clarity and absolute commitment, so that it's consistently clarity, commitment to ensure that you're saying what needs to be said to yourself so that you can have that power and enthusiasm and clarity that you got this. I work with women in leadership and business who want to be brave, be bold, be seen and be heard while being paid really well in the process. And I'm excited because this, of being consistent and clear and committed, is the key, the lock that unlocks all that we want and want to do. And everybody can reach out to me at powerwomenworldwide.com. Bring me in to speak to your women's conferences, your leadership conferences. Come on, call me up to get coaching so you can pay off your mortgage just the way Susan did. And you can call me up at 904-280-8806.
All right. Thank you, Galen.
Yeah, this was a great chapter. This is a great conversation. You know, this chapter is so small that you can really do what it suggests, and that's to read this chapter frequently. And in reading it this morning, some of the parts that really jumped out at me were reinforced by Susan. And this is on page 69, where it talks about the process that's outlined here really is the process for achieving anything that you want. And that there's no such thing as something for nothing. You must be willing to pay the price. And the price is following this process, following the process of using auto-suggestion, affirmations, thinking specifically about the money that you want. You know, Napoleon Hill literally outlines the process. For me, and Susan really kind of embodied, is the last part of that chapter in the middle of page 69, where it says, you alone must decide whether or not the reward for which you're striving, whether that's money, whether that's anything else, you alone decide whether that is worth the price that you must pay effort to follow this process. This has been just really a magical conversation for me. Again, my name is Galen Bingham, founder and CEO of Kill Global Coaching and Consulting. I work with leaders that are mid to senior level. They've had some success, but they're no longer satisfied with good enough. They're looking to bake permanent success into their life and their work. You can give me a call at 314-884-0653, or you can reach out to me at Galen, G-A-L-E-N, at Kill Global Coaching. And Kill is K-I-L-N, globalcoaching.com.
All right, thank you. Peter?
Yeah, my peers here have actually said most of what I was thinking, so it's kind of leaving me a little bit speechless. But this whole auto-suggestion, small as it is, a lot of people see it as just a facade to a certain extent, meaning that, you know, how can I speak my dreams into existence? That's the question. You know, how can that happen? You know, is there really truth in that? And, you know, I am living proof, and even and Ursula and Galen and Pagin and Anne are definitely living proof that, and Susan as well, thank you so much for sharing today, Susan, is living proof that this is a real thing for sure. But I challenge all of those of you who are listening to be intentional about it, but to be intentional with emotions and embracing of this entire philosophy. Page 68 of the book says, the mere reading of words is of no consequence unless you mix it with emotion or feeling with your words. So it's one thing to say I'm going to do it. It's one thing to think I'm going to do it. But to actually put it into place is truly another level. And I don't know about you, but, you know, my goal in life is to really realize my potential, to really achieve my dreams, my goals, and my visions. I'm going to do that. I'm speaking it into existence. So now how about you? And if you don't think it's a reality, what's getting in your way? And oftentimes it's us getting in our own way. And so I really encourage all of you who are listening to dive into this book, number one, dive into this chapter of auto-suggestion, allow it to become a reality in your life. A little bit about me. Again, my name is Peter James. I am the high-performance coach, and I partner with individuals as they look to get to their next level, as they look to realize the potential in their lives. And, of course, as you can hear, Think and Grow Rich is a big part of my philosophy, a big part of my process. So thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Susan, if you can share with us as you prepare to close, one, your comments regarding our annual Think and Grow Rich Accountability for Your Life meeting comments. Second, if you can share with us your thoughts from the show, how people can reach you, if you have any books or programs you'd like to share. And that's it. This has been a phenomenal show. So please share. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you, Anne. And as we close, I will highly encourage each and every one, if you are not part of the Mastermind Association, the International Mastermind Association, please get online, sign up. I know Anne will leave some information on this blog, and come to the annual conference. It's every year at the beginning of the year, the first Saturday of the year, where you can then start your year brand new. Okay, I haven't made a decision what I'm going to do for the year, and there you will have an opportunity to meet with like-minded people. I would also highly recommend, and you will learn a lot about forming the mastermind group, and I would also highly recommend that you have an opportunity to join at least a group, those groups that are willing to accept new members in. And as Anne would say, form a mastermind group with you and your husband. I think the book says form one with you and somebody in your family. So at least you start, so somebody can hold you accountable for the goals that you have set. Yes, I want to also do a shout out for April. It's Financial Literacy Month. That's next month. You can follow me at the City of Miramar website, where there will be 4 weekends of training regarding financial literacy, and that will be at www.miramarfl.gov. Also, at that same website, I have a financial blog that I do on a monthly basis, and you can also tap into the previous blogs that are already there. Again, April, Financial Literacy Month, follow me at www.miramarfl.gov. Also on Facebook, at the Money Lady, my hashtag, the Money Lady, I'm also going to be posting the Financial Literacy Monthly event. You can follow me there. And my biggest takeaway, if I may sum it up in one sentence, is reprogram your self-talk to yourself. Just change that program and put in those positive self-talk, because I think a lot of the self-talk that we're telling ourselves, or that old mentality that we have, can be reprogrammed. And just knowing that I can change my mind, I can program my mind to determine my destiny, oh, that is awesome for me. And that's my last comment. Oh, also, sorry, you can also call me at 954-562-8840. That's my cell. Again, 954-562-8840. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, everybody. And remember, think and grow rich with us. This has been a phenomenal episode. I want to encourage everyone, please like the show, share the show. Also, give us your comments in the bottom of the show and follow us. Follow our show and join us every Saturday right here on Blog Talk. It's our Think and Grow Rich International Mastermind radio show, and we're very excited to have all of you. Again, my name is Ann McNeil, and I am the Master Builder, helping you to build a better and stronger life and business from my McNeil Factor Insights from the book Think and Grow Rich. You can reach me by going to Ann McNeil, that's ANNMCNEILL.com. And with that, we're going to close the show, and we'll see you next week. Have a good one.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com, or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-200-2. 2. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.